Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. And Blog Talk was like, no, girl, you got to try it again. I'm like, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Kicked me off, but that's okay. Anyway, because that stuff like that doesn't bother us anymore. how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm about to do a wine research trip later today once we're done with the show.
Ooh. I love me some R&D, research and development, a little research.
Yeah, so, that's going to be a little adventure. We're going to go a little farther out than we normally do, only because I've been getting a lot of requests from people who are staying in cabins in that area, and it's doable. It makes for a long day, so I figure I should at least check out the wineries, and I've wanted to.
Oh, it's wonderful.
See if that's worth it to. I mean, I think it'll be worth it anyway, but I think it'll be nice to try some different places, and if they're not that fantastic, then at least we should say, hey, we were there. It's okay. But most of the time,
you have to
job.
Vet it. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to try before you buy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The try me price. That's what I say with new clients if they're like trepidatious, whatever. Or I give them a really good rate for whatever project I'm helping them with. And they're like, oh, my God, that was so great, whatever. And I remind them, remember, that was the try me price. Say, or use the word trial. You'll have a trial session. Like for coaching people, I have a very attractive introductory session. Trial price. Boom. Subsequent sessions, boom. That's how you do it. You got to reel them in. Yeah, full transparency. So that sounds like fun, going out. I would imagine it's a beautiful fall day over there. Not so much of a heat wave because we were experiencing it also, and that was ridiculous, but now it's like normal. Well, I don't know what normal is anymore in terms of weather, but allegedly normal fall weather. So, well, that sounds wonderful. And very interesting how today's Thursday, so the last show, which was Tuesday, we are now presenting this podcast as the Lois Effect. And I think it just feels very appropriate and very, very right. So I'm glad that you're sensing that as well. And very interesting how the last show we had a caller who, people know that we have the database of messages, and each message has about 98% of the messages have a triple or double digit, usually a triple digit number associated with that message, and you and I go in tandem to unpack that message and that number sequence. And I found it really interesting that when a caller was asking in her way for a message, we knew it was a message from the database, that my iPad froze and we weren't able to respond in that manner. But then again, her style of asking, some people will say, to pull a card. Well, there's no card to pull, but we know what that means. It's a virtual database. This particular caller asked to see what Spirit had for them. And you know what? That was what Spirit had for them, like not going on the database. And I think you and I gave some insight and clarity that very interesting. So I love that we're just kind of going with the flow. So when people call in for a reading, we may not know how we're going to approach that until we're like making a decision kind of on the spot based on the energy. And as I'm feeling more influence, energetic influence from the other side, direction, that, of course, as I'm sensing that, always discussing it, either on or off the air with Elisa, and what's great is Elisa really bore witness to the work and teachings of Lois Grant, which I'm choosing not to partake in, so that this way I can be as neutral through my filter of communication to bring forth whatever is coming in. So just wanted to, as we're shifting along, this is like show number two that we're calling it, The Lois Effect. So not every show is going to have like this preamble, but I think it's important that we're all sort of on this pathway of discovery, energetic discovery, which all I know, it sits well. It's sitting well. And if we remember 9 years ago, this is why we're in season 10 with doing our podcast. Still, we'll do the podcast, just taking on different forms. Still, we'll be live on the air. That may shift in terms of frequency, but we will have a podcast that probably won't happen till next year, I'm imagining. But we will have a podcast that's would be recorded and edited. And a little bit of a different format. I think you and I, Elisa, both agreed that we do like the immediacy of a live show and also the accessibility. Mm-hmm. It's just been so many examples of not where somebody was in real trouble and we were able to help. And I think there's something... that's what makes Blog Talk Radio a beautiful platform, because of that access. There really isn't another where it's live call-in that's this accessible. I mean, we will have our more tongue-in-cheek, snarky comments more than anything else, but I think there is appreciation that... I don't think we're ready to let go of that part of it, just the live part of it. I mean, that might change in time, but right now I don't think we're ready to let go of that. There's something really gratifying about just watch, and this is the day that we'll have like three crank calls and somebody, because there's a few. I mean, it's just a law of averages. We've been really lucky. Just watch. Look at how I'm setting this nonsense up. Look at this. I'm setting it up right now. I'm setting it up.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? I'm setting it up.
I did want to say...
tell us.
Well, Raven is in the chat room, and she said her daughter is having surgery this morning to replace her defibrillator / pacemaker, so please keep her in your prayers.
Yes.
So just wanted to
put that out there.
That she... Everything goes well with that. It's... I think our show format by nature has to change, and to be this accessible for 10 seasons means, you know, there are ways people can reach us. Certainly, you know, people have our email address, and a lot of you follow us on Facebook, not only the Universal Energy Radio page, but also, you know, well, you don't have one anymore, but my personal page. So it's there are ways for people to still, you know, have access. I think the nature of what we do is elevating, so that in some cases, you know, it's probably best for us to do our thing. You know, if it's just like a download or just something where we're working something out and Lois is working with us, sometimes that needs time and space without the pressure, and also for me at least sometimes the distraction of having to run controls.
Right.
Like it may just be where we were recording our own conversations, and and how that happens, because you know, you and I, like, we talked for 2 hours the other day, and we've rarely had time to do that.
Oh yeah.
In the past couple of years, you've had plenty on your plate. So I think we'll have some different ways of working out how this particular, you know, the Lois effect is going to play itself out. And I like that there's a lot of transition that's, you know, close to the end of the year. I'm doing traveling, you're doing traveling. And,
yes.
Appropriately enough, when we are able to get back together again, it will be a new year. So
perfect.
I think that works out quite well. Let me just double check, because I think, yeah, I don't know if I'll be back on December 30th. So the 30th, New Year's Eve would be technically the last show of the year. It's a Tuesday.
Oh, that'd be great.
So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I think that may be a good time to kind of come together and see what happens.
Oh, I think that'd be amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it if we can. I mean, it doesn't have to be at 8:30 in the morning. You know, it could be, you know, we could really mix it up. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll put it out there.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
I have been researching those Reiki symbols.
Oh, can you remind me? Because you were talking about a dream or something?
Yeah, it was a dream. A dream hybrid is what you were calling it, a dream hybrid. And one of the
–
I remember seeing a symbol.
Thank God. You reminded me. Yeah, go ahead.
That's why I saw a symbol that looked kind of Japanese.
Right.
Because it's Japanese, I didn't know what it meant. But I looked it up actually early this morning because I was awake early this morning. And I thought, oh, yeah, I need to look that up. And so I was looking up Reiki symbols, and there's one that it looks like there's more in that symbol than what I saw in my dream. Like I saw like the middle and possibly just the middle section of it. It's kind of a long one. But it's about distance healing.
Are you kidding me? What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I thought, okay, well, that's appropriate. But
isn't it, though?
Yeah, I only saw, I don't feel like anything was covered, but there was only like that middle part, which is not broken down in anything that I've been able to look at from this morning. Is that, you know, they don't say what each part of this symbol means. But yeah, I looked at all the different types of Reiki symbols that I could find this morning, and there's only one that seemed to stand out. However, there is another part of the symbol that is very similar to the symbol that you are drawing.
Oh,
where, you know, where it was like that pyramid, it was like a chicken foot, is how you put it. So one of them kind of looks it's just the top part, or it's the bottom part where the pyramid is coming down, versus, like, you know, you were showing me the top part where the triangle was, the pointed side was down, and there was a point, and then there's a triangle that spread out from the bottom of that. So there are parts of this. So this is, you know, I thought that looked familiar, because of our recent conversation. So there's definitely that with symbols and energy. And Lois was about energy. Everything was about energy. So
it doesn't surprise me,
although she didn't do Reiki in the physical, as far as I know. But I'm not surprised that, you know, these symbols are coming up.
Wow.
So
I'm not surprised. And it's interesting because in the realm of expanded consciousness that she's in, because she's not in the physical, it's like this wealth, this voracious wealth of knowledge and personality and exposure and freedom. Very, very interesting. And perhaps it's not as literal as Reiki, but sort of pointing you in that direction, because it's that cultural resonance of going back to the motherland. You're going to be in the Philippines. Is there any? Now, I'm really geographically impaired, so that's always my disclaimer. This is why I'm not going no place without Elisa, with just, you know, and this is why I ask her, please write that down. Please remind me, please, because things will come out and I forgot. You reminded me. I forgot that that Reiki symbols came in when Lois's energy came in. I forgot that the dream hybrid. And I know these are important things. So thank you for, you know, keeping track of, like, you with the controls. I can't be processing energy from the other side and, like, writing stuff down sometimes or remembering. I could write it down, but remembering. So I'm so grateful. But anyway, to getting back to the other side, also the motherland, also distance healing, that's very interesting, because I don't know. I was attuned for Reiki years and years and years ago. So, but it's not a formal practice of mine at all. But I do know that, as I'm sure most of us do, that there is a strong component with distance healing. And you've been receiving distance healing, but also giving distance healing in your own way. So my question, my academic question to you, my geographic question to you is, any geographic connection or cultural or political connection between the Philippines and Japan? I believe Reiki originated in Japan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, not that I know of. I mean, I don't know, other than the Japanese during World War II took over the Philippines.
Well, that's important. Okay, so that makes perfect sense. See, this is why we talk to the scholar, and Lois is scholarly. I'm not really, but I play
definitely
one on TV. Yeah. So this, and it really makes me laugh, because I don't talk or think like this. So it's really funny when this comes in. I'm like, okay, just go with it. So that would make sense. So World War II, right? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would make sense, yeah, because of someone of her generation and of your parents' generation, that's going to have some weight in terms of their coming of age. My coming of age, I remember as a child the Vietnam War. Like, that was a thing, right? So for their coming of age, World War II would have very heavy significance. And if you look at, I guess, people 70, 75 and older, there's that influence, World War II. And I'm kind of feeling Lois's energy a little bit heavier right now, so that must be telling me, like, keep going with this. Okay. So for someone in her generation, that would have weight with significance of the Japanese. Would it be would invading the Philippines would be a strong word? I don't know.
Yeah, they took over.
They took over. Okay, so if we look at the other side of that, okay, she's really coming in. Okay, this is funny. If you look at the, it cracks me up. If you look at the other side of that, right, where, you know, you could look at being dominated, invasion, war, whatever. You look at the other side, where it's peaceful coexistence and harmonic influence. So there's a, look at the words that she's got. Please write this too. Harmonic influence. Lois, yo, okay, let me stop with the yo. Okay, harmonic influence. So it all makes sense that in your dreams that you got fragments of these symbols, right? But it's like the breadcrumbs leading you to your discovery. So it's not necessarily literally exploring Reiki, although that may not be a bad thing, and you have your cousin who does it and other people or something you might experiment with, but it's almost like the energetic playing field is much more even, and within your conversion of your light being, there's a softening within you and a magnanimous perception which is balancing the analytics, but those symbols are coming in as like those breadcrumbs of, you know, fragments of dominance no longer exist. So it's like the aftermath. Does that make sense? Am I making sense, for God's sake?
I mean, I'm sure it will. It'll sink in, and it ties in with her wanting me to do more about learn or just do more about sacred geometry. So I think this is part of that.
That's exactly. Thank you for reminding me. I think actually I have my notebook because I take notes when you tell me your dream. Yeah, and above Reiki symbols, because I circled that, the word sacred geometry is on top of that. I just checked. Mm-hmm. I wrote that down.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so I think it's like, look, if somebody wants to say, oh, you want a Reiki treatment? Why not? That's like someone saying you want a massage. Why not? Okay, sure. But I think you're right, and I think it's and I might have said this to you. I don't remember in which context and when, but there was a tie-in with you digging deeper with the numerology, and there was a sacred geometry component to that. I do remember. I don't remember when.
Yeah.
Right? But does that tie into, it ties into Lois as well, or no? I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's when she first came in, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you remember this. Okay. But that's what I kind of sense coming is that where the format of the show and what we offer on the show, very, very fluid, your intuition, your science of the numbers, mine just evolving with picking up energy and now mediumship and dream analysis and now, okay, receiving information from the other side to apply in the context of what you and I are offering to the public, which is tied into the science of self-love. Oh, write that down. That's a good tagline for the Lois effect. Even though I'm not a science chick. Now, let me ask you this. I know she was an architect and got all into somatic, am I saying it wrong? Somatic healing and healing with sound waves.
Cymotherapy.
See, I said it right. Cymotherapy. Was she fascinated by science and like empirical evidence and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, so because you think I'm going to say anything with the word science in it? I don't think so. The science of this cocktail. Okay, so. And, you know, it's really funny, too. It's like, I'm just learning to work with it and therefore enjoy it. Like, the going back and forth between, like, her influence and who I am, it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny. It's very amusing. So, yeah, those terms that are coming up, I'm glad you're keeping track of them, because those are going to come in handy when this starts to actually have some concrete form and shape. So very interesting. And what steps do you think you can take in terms of exploring how this all ties into what you do in terms of someone who will give readings to people and all of that? Like, where does that tie into with getting this information in your dreams? And again, the theme of sacred geometry coming up, like, it's coming up for you.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I think some of it comes from the level of self-healing that I'm continuing to do.
Well, maybe that's what it is right now.
It comes with all the family stuff and and to just go deeper and in a different way than probably what I'm used to doing, which is usually after the fact. After the traumatic effect of being at in the Philippines,
right.
This time it's just being much more prepared, and to be a more open minded, because I'm having to do stuff already, and to have the skin stuff come up and have it be tied to ancestors, to then lead to, you know, doing the DNA stuff. And And she did. In fact, Lois used to do some things with another practitioner. She wasn't in the Atlanta area, a woman named Margaret Ruby. And she did a lot of work with healing your DNA. So.
Oh, wow. That's very,
yeah.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And that's what you've been working on.
Yeah, in fact, I just had to Google her again. It's the DNA of healing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That definitely is a component. What else were you going to say? Didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just flowing with
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
That's,
yeah.
Those are things, and it's interesting because those are things that at the time, sort of like when I took Lois's class, at the
right.
time I didn't have anything that was really pressing. I just liked it. I liked the vibe, and I wanted to get more into my spirituality in general. I didn't have anything specific that other than maybe a broken heart, right? Like, that was a big deal, but yeah, obviously it was a big deal. It was you know, that whole process of being around people who were also looking for something deeper. And so those things that I took a class, I mean, I attended her classes a few times, And, you know, just mostly just because I just enjoyed hanging out there. And, yeah, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't really need to apply it in that level of like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, life-threatening. Or, you know,
right.
It wasn't in a dire circumstance that I was coming to her classes or for that type of work. And so now, you know, years later, still not necessarily dire, but things are definitely shifting and changing, and I'm seeing where it can be applied. She did, and now I really can't remember some of the details. She did talk to me a little bit more about DNA stuff because she was taking some, either she was taking a class or learning some things through with Margaret Ruby. She was very excited about it. And so she was, and it may have been to help me with the relationship with my mom. Yeah, those details I can't remember, but I remember her sharing some, you know, some like techniques for me to, you know, just to see if I could work through it that way. And I'm like, okay, you know, whatever we can, it's the same process that she would use for herself. Okay, whatever she
right.
could do
right.
to help and to explore all that. Oh, that was it. She had a tagline. She was a practitioner of self-discovery, which was kind of interesting.
I like that.
But, and so I feel like this is, it has to be more personal for me because I think in the past it's been very impersonal because I've been on the outside
right.
kind of looking in and being around people who really needed it, you know, who have gone through some crazy life experiences and think this is where they're turning to. And I've always been on the kind of the outside, like, you know, it's been okay so far, nothing too crazy. And now it's
a
lot deeper for me. Yeah, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
So I have these experiences and I have some of these tools and an understand, a basic understanding of them, but I've not had to use it. It's like getting a bunch of tools and you're like, okay, just in case, but you never have to use it. Or if you like, you see, you know, someone found out you like to draw and you got like a big Crayola caddy, but you only use like one, like you only use a crayon and you didn't use all the other stuff that was there. But
right.
you have it, so now you have it, and you're starting to look at it differently. Like, oh, these are other tools, and that leads to other possibilities. So that's what I'm getting from all of this. Like, it's time.
It's time, right?
No, it's time.
Yeah.
And so all the things that are happening, this many times in the last, you know, few months probably, I've been able to catch myself and saying, you know, even in this moment where it feels like, you know, why is this happening? Why is this happening? So it feels like, why is this happening? I have this vision of like a literally bird's eye view, so going up and seeing like in the timeline what I can envision is as my timeline of my life. Like this is so small compared to what the bigger picture is, that I'm like, I just have to get through it.
Exactly.
And pay attention, obviously, you know, to experience it, but it's
right.
It's so small.
It really is.
In the whole
scheme of
things.
Really is. It really is, and it's so sacred. And I never made this correlation, but when you were talking, very interesting how Lois had to learn certain things and apply them for her own self-healing. And if I look back to my situations, I was kicking and screaming, but I was in serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to sort of resign myself to be open. So we kind of have walked that line of self-healing in order to maintain health, body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
But but also to be of service, whether, you know, we signed up for it or not. But it's our, but it is our absolute gratifying pleasure to be of service in one shape or form or another. So we wouldn't be doing this show for so many years if, you know, the service component is huge.
Right.
In addition to everything else. So very, very interesting that, and I get that, where you, in the obvious, you're going to see what's so extreme, like, oh no, help the person that needs it the most, help the person that needs it the most, help. And now that's shifting, where it's like, okay, you can see who needs this, that, and the other, and what you can provide. And but now you're acknowledging what you need.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
And I really get that. And praise be that at this stage in your life, I mean, look, you're still in your 40s. That's huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really look at that in perspective, that's beautiful. That's beautiful to be approaching that place where you are in life. Many people have to come back to figure it out all over again.
Right.
So good for you. I think that that's exemplary. That's wonderful. Good for you. And look at it that way, because I think Lois would say that to you. In her way.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. You have a shot. You know, we all do. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's beautiful. That could... You could have... every possibility could be a possibility. Every possibility could be an opportunity to choose to take on or not. You know, and there's great power in exploration, and there's great power in being still, and there's great power in modifying the needs of others so that you don't diminish in the process.
Right.
So important. And I think that is a component of the science of self-love. Very interesting. And that ties into healing. That ties into being very present. And she wants me to ask you. So I don't think I would ask you this right now. So I think it's really coming from questions coming more from her. Where are you with any sort of meditation practice, if any?
I don't, because if I do, and she knows this, if I do, I fall asleep. although
you fall asleep?
I do, I will. I fall asleep. It's like, okay, once you get into that, you know, they get into like, let's go through and let's just get through, we'll go through your different parts of your body and just to get you relaxed. I get so relaxed, I fall asleep.
Okay.
So some of the meditations, in a sense, that I've been doing have been those walking kind of meditations.
Perfect.
Although,
then that's good. Then you are doing it. That's good.
Yeah. So when I'm able to go out, there are times I'm usually with my friend Elizabeth, but there are definitely now, even more lately, there are more stretches where we're not talking at all. We're just walking, or she'll go off and she'll still be talking, but I'm like, I'm caught, you know, taking a picture of something. A lot of spiders recently, beautiful spiders, well, kind of scary looking, but beautiful in the same, terrifying in the sense, in their webs. So,
interesting. I wonder what the totem for spider which spider would be?
Oh, and I had that somewhere. I haven't posted them because I'm using my friend's camera, so it's all on a memory card, and I got to transfer. You know, it's like stuff I got to do before I.
Yeah, it's not instant.
Like having it on my iPhone. But I had a dream years ago with like waking up in my bedroom. There I was like in this huge spider web. Well, there's just a lot. It was like a web. I don't think I saw the spider, but I remember waking up thinking, what was that all about? But yeah, there was definitely some, I was in a web.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah, there's something in that. And as you're doing that, let me ask you this. If you were to meditate sitting in a chair with your back perfectly straight and your feet planted on the ground, were you meditating that way? Where you would fall asleep?
I, you know me.
I know.
I'll fall asleep anywhere. I've done it. I've done
That's
it sitting in the chair just like that.
Wow.
Yes.
You are. That's a gift, though. I mean, that's, wow. Yeah. She's like the unicorn who can sleep anywhere.
I mean, I could. I think it also depends. I mean, I've tried it a few different ways where I'm just sitting still. But I'll catch myself because I really will. I'll just doze off. Or if I have a guided meditation, I think surely if I'm listening to something.
No, that could put anybody
I'll
out.
Fall
sure.
Asleep.
Sure.
So I feel like the being in nature part keeps me keeps me still engaged.
Yeah.
Because if I'm sitting down and I at any moment if I'm not to check out but just to relax, I will relax and my relax is sleep. So that's how that goes. let me read this to you. In fact,
okay.
This is a book. I want to say this is a book that you gave me.
Oh.
When you, it was the Pocket Guide to Spirit Animals, I think.
Oh, yes, I did give that to you. That's right.
Yeah.
Yay.
So I use this and an Animal Speak book by another author, but this is pretty easy. Spider. This is an opportunity to access your deepest wisdom and assimilate it so that it becomes a part of your daily living.
Hello.
Be aware of any potential traps or ruses that you're tempted to get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than staying stuck in this apparent impasse, open your mind to the infinite number of possibilities that are before you and make a choice. Don't limit yourself to the mundane world, but instead be willing to explore other dimensions and realities. It's time to write creatively without limits of tradition or habit, allowing yourself to be inspired by nature.
Mm.
There you go.
Hello. I mean, that's just right there. That's everything. Yeah, so I guess the, We talked about this a long time ago, and I don't remember the context. You might remember. I don't. The concept of walking a labyrinth. When did we? It was a long time ago that we that was.
Oh
discussed.
Yeah. It was. It's been a couple because I know I walked a labyrinth last year, with a friend of mine. So,
was it last year?
Yeah.
And where
I
was
love
it?
The labyrinth.
Yeah, you love. Yeah, that's yes. I'm reminded of that. So, yes, you talked about it, and there was a lot of people. So it was kind of like it would be interesting for you. That now I remember, it would be very interesting for you to walk a labyrinth, if it's possible, like. Alone.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. And I know that some places, whether it's a church or it's a monastery or it's a healing space or whatever, that they have outdoor and indoor labyrinths. There might be one off the beaten path someplace that would be interesting. So I think the one, for lack of a better way to put it, I think the one you went to, it was almost like a pop-up.
Yeah.
Right, where they kind of had like this rug thing or whatever that they used. But it'd be very interesting. Now, let me ask you this. In your outdoor space, I don't remember. I remember the backyard of your brother's house more than I remember the back of your aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
What is that area like?
It's smaller, much smaller. But it's not, it's very rectangular is a good way to put it. So there's an upper level, behind a retaining wall that no one really goes up there. There are a lot of trees and, you know, vines and stuff. But it's just elevated. It's sort of kind of on a downward slope. And then there's the regular part of our yard, which is also, you know, kind of, it's more wide, or it's more wide, but it's not very, very, deep. So it's like a strip of lawn. I go out there sometimes. I mean, I look at it in the backyard. I go out there sometimes, but it doesn't quite call to me. It's not as lush.
No, that's okay, because that's where life is right now, right? That's okay. And is it a place where you would have some privacy?
Kind of. Not really. It's just, it's a small space, so you can look outside and they're, you know, everyone can see you. Or we technically have a privacy fence, but yeah, I mean, it's not really that private, I don't feel.
Is it private enough?
For what?
We're going to find out. For what? Where are you going? Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, put in that stripper pole and, you know, get your heels on. I think I don't even know. When I say I don't know who's whatever, okay. So Lois wants you to get into a dedicated practice.
Okay.
And the whole outside thing works for you because you will fall asleep standing up, apparently. So, and I know that about you. I do. So that's why I was asking all these questions. And if you, it's narrow. Yeah, it's not ideal. Yes, it's not lush. Yes, whatever. But you'll start to notice the beauty in all of that. And that's what she wants you to notice the beauty in that space. And even if you have it's funny because I was going to say, just take your phone and set the timer for 5 minutes. And like that was totally intercepted by no phone. Okay. No phone. Okay, Judge Judy, gotcha. Okay. So, that's right. So, if you, so with DNA healing, there's different megahertz for different things. Like 528 is for healing broken DNA, and it's love, and I'm waiting for my tuning fork I think to probably maybe by Tuesday's show I'll have it, and you know I'm going to be using that sucker for the lowest effect. I don't know if she's going to lead me in that. Who orders a tuning fork? I do, apparently. Okay, so because she knows how your mind works and you like to research and all of that, she's going to give you this. She wants you to not go too crazy, but to do some research on the numbers. It could be 528. There could be others. Whichever one just sits with you without thinking about it, because she wants you to think less, feel more, right? Whichever one drops into your heart center in terms of resonating. So whatever. So let's just use 528 as an example, because that's the one that I'm familiar with, right? So with numerology, 528 would go down to a what? A, oh, hello,
one.
Love.
Oh, it would
six.
Go down to a two.
I'll
no,
say
it
six.
It would go down to a six.
It's a six.
No, yeah.
528 reduces down to who? Six, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And the fire trucks are here. All right, Lois, we hear you. She's like, all right, you're on the right track. Okay, so if it goes down to six, and six is the love number, and this is the lowest effect, the science of self-love, let's just work with that. I mean, you can research and play around anyway, but I think it makes sense. Six is the love number, and this is the science of that. And it could just take a minute. It doesn't even matter. If you just go back and forth in that rectangular space outside, taking a mini nature walk in the back, outside, and you take your time and you go back and forth six times. Just for now.
Okay.
Just back and forth six, because you could do, that's doable. That will take 30 seconds. You know, that or whatever it takes. It's not going to take a long time. And you observe in the lack of lushness, in the lack of obvious beauty, just connect to something that's just, and these are her words, that's far from spectacular. So you can get into a meditation practice. She wants it to be like you look forward to going outside and doing your back and forth. There'll be different number configurations.
Yeah.
But for right now, just six times. So we're going to start very basic. I'm at the point now where meditation for me, in the way that I do it, is a matter of mental hygiene, the way I practice personal hygiene. I'm so grateful that now it's turned into this kind of like daily routine. And even if I sit for 5 minutes, I still sat. I feel a difference when
right.
I don't do it. And I just, it's a matter of, it's like flossy. Boom. It's not a chore. It's a practice. And when you, it's called practice because it's something to be practiced. That's right in your backyard, Dorothy. And that will prime the pump, so to speak. Again, would I ever use that expression? Prime the pump? I don't think so, because I don't grow up on a farm. Okay. it will prime the pump of what the muscle in your heart chakra. And I guess that's what, yeah, because I'm feeling it. Okay. That's, well, it makes sense. Self-love. Ooh. That's, yeah. So, there you go. So, people, you can go outside. You got a little backyard. I don't. That's beautiful. Walk back and forth six times and look at the unspectacular beauty and the unspectacular beauty. It doesn't have to be lush and amazing to be loved. Isn't that a profound point? That's what we got from talking about your backyard. That's very profound. You know? And we are so quick to judge ourselves, to be sexist and ageist against ourselves. Do you know what I mean? To
right.
be oppressive. We will do that. So I think it's very fitting and beautiful that it's right in your backyard, or it's right in the backyard of your consciousness. It's like, yeah, that's easy. It's easy. It's like when the pretty people, like, okay, that's great, you're beautiful. Okay, that's nice. Good for you, yay. The jeans land, yay. But I find when someone is more interesting looking and they have a sense of self and an innate sense of style, so not that they're wearing every freaking brand, you know, that they're walking billboard that they paid way too much money for, but something timeless and interesting and a means of creative artistic self-expression, that's another form of self-love. And I steered so far away from that, and so happy to reconnect to my love of style, but my own personal style, which is not flashy at all, but it is very specific, and it's it brings joy to go back to that again. That is another expression. So, and you're doing it for you. It's like, I'm not doing that to get on me. We joke, we make fun of Jack K. Harry from 227. Mary, I need a me to hang up this painting. No, you don't. You just ask one of your friends to come over and they'll do it for you. I need a me. So that's sort of like our little joke. It makes me laugh. And you don't need a me for validation. It's all within yourself.
Right.
And it's beautiful. And it's subtle. And it's uneventful. And it's not spectacular. But because of that, it's wondrous and amazing.
Right.
So, interesting. But, yeah, it's good you're doing all those things. It's leading you to this point. Where, okay, it's just a matter of, you know, being out in your yard for a minute, and you're not doing anything that would attract attention or whatever. Doesn't matter. Just do a little bit, just a little bit at a time. That's it, and that's the start of your meditation practice. Because we don't need you sleeping. Yeah. So that's true. Interesting. And then in the final minute or two, with Raven's daughter, can you read me? Was it in the chat? Are you able to read it to me, please?
Yeah, so my daughter is having surgery this morning to replace her defib/pacemaker. Please keep her in your prayers.
Okay. Yes. I'm also getting, oof, and I don't know if she can type in the chat room. It must be Courtney or something, because I'm getting such a feeling from the other side. And there's some sort of male energy. I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's any smokers that are around either, but those are the things that are coming in. They came in a little bit before. But I'm feeling this energy from the other side so, so strongly now. I felt intuitively to address Raven's request and not just be like, okay, we'll pay for you. But there's some weight to that. But there's a male energy. It's not the best circling around. But Courtney's very much in a protective light. I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense, but I needed to address that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, there's something, something going on. And maybe for the next show, Raven, you can, clarify if I would like to know if that's making sense. Okay. Wow. So our email, loablend@gmail.com. Feel free to drop us a line. Love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work. And to brighter days ahead. And we'll figure out an official tagline because it changes every week, but who cares? Okay. as we stumble through this. Yay. All right.
All right.
Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
All right. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.